From baseball cards.
Oh, boy, free trading cards.
To bobbleheads and everything in between. It's time for the Collector's Corner on 1600 ESPN.
Ah, yes, it's time for Collector's Corner here on 1600 ESPN. It's where we talk about sports cards and collectibles each and every Wednesday here on the show. If you missed past editions of the show, of the segment, I should say, you can always find those in the podcast tab at kgymradio.com. Go to podcasts and click on Collector's Corner. It's right there. Very simple, where you can find the segment on the website or on the app. If you have the 1600 ESPN app, I have not downloaded it today. I have not downloaded it yet, I should say. There's also a special Collector's Corner section on there, too. So look for that on the website or on the app. I go to podcasts, go to Spencer on Sports, and then look for Collector's Corner. Pretty simple to find the show. There's a nice little picture and all that stuff with Collector's Corner. So you always find it there. And this is where I share the love of the hobby with you. I've been collecting. I say this every segment, so you're probably tired of me saying it, but I'll say it again. I've been collecting cards since I was a kid, memorabilia since I was a kid. I've been sharing about our purchase of a home and moving. And one of the things you do when you move is you discover stuff you forgot you had. So I'm in that process right now. I'm like, oh yeah, that's where that went. But I'm happy to report that my sports room at home, which has lots of cards and lots of memorabilia, is now finally coming together, which is good. Finally, not just a wall of boxes when you walk in the room. There's actually shelves and stuff displayed, which is great. Now I just need to find time to, you know, actually use it at home. But was digging through the card collection last night at halftime of the Iowa game because I have a small display of cards at my desk here, kind of a secondary shelving unit that I have, and I like to cycle cards out and cards in as the seasons change, and I needed to freshen it up for basketball season. So that's what I did earlier today. But that's the boring stuff. The exciting stuff, maybe it's boring to some of you, but is some news that came out today. And this is a pretty common question, and it's a perfectly fair question, because if you're new to the hobby, or like I said at the beginning of the show, you used to collect cards, you have them in your collection, you have no idea what they're worth. You want to know what they're worth. And one of the common questions that I get as a collector from folks, and thanks to Matt, the Michigan fan on the text line earlier, asking this very question, where can you go to find the value of stuff? And how do you determine the value of stuff? And it's a good question, because cards, if some people collect to collect, that's what I do. Some people collect to collect and understand there's a monetary value to what they have, and try to swap and sell and buy and sell and all that different thing. So it's a perfectly fair question to ask. There's a number of different apps you can go to look at trading card values. They're all based on loosely the same information, which is online sales, right? And so the folks at eBay, which is still one of the biggest places in the world to sell trading cards and memorabilia online, they saw all of these third-party apps and places getting the love and getting the promotion and using the data they already have, right? They're already curating for these different sources, these different places that collectors are using. They have said, hey, we are going to launch a new price guide feature in the eBay app, and this can be used for any type of trading card. And they said the news that came out yesterday that it will help users identify and place values on sports cards. And it's now available if you have the eBay app on your phone to simply say, I could run to my desk and grab the random Jordan Love base card that's on my desk. It is Toyota-thon, by the way. Watch out, Green Bay. Watch out, NFC North, for Jordan Love. But I digress. I could grab that card and open up the eBay app, take a picture of it, and it would tell me how much it's worth. Simple as that, right? And I'm not sitting here trying to be a self-promoter of eBay, right? There are many different sources where you can find this information. But again, eBay kind of saw the fact that this didn't exist when people are using the data they're already putting out to the world. You know, an autographed card of Cooper DeJean sold for $50, but people are having to go through a number of different hoops to just to find that information. And now they are hoping more people use their app and not go elsewhere. Certainly interested to see how many people use this and stop using the other apps out there. I use one called 130 Point, which you type in the data, it tells you everything you need to know and gives you multiple past sales of trading cards. There's others out there too. eBay's looking to kind of bring more of that in-house. You basically just open up the app, go to My eBay, and it's right there, and you can scan cards on the menu. You could scan, right? It's just like scanning a document or scanning something with your phone. eBay, through their technology, knows what you're scanning. They recognize that, hey, that's a Shohei Ohtani rookie card, or that's, whatever this is, this, that, the other thing. Cooper Flag autograph or whatever it might be. They recognize that, and it combs through their listings, tells you what the card is, and can tell you over the last X amount of time, whether that's 30 days, 60 days, 90 days, what the price has been, where it's fluctuated, and where it's kind of trending to go. So certainly something to keep in mind. I haven't used it myself. I'm not trying to make this into kind of an endorsement of it. But it is an option out there, and I think it's interesting now that eBay has kind of said, hey, we're tired of those third-party apps using our data and using what we already give to the consumer. Let's do this on our own and hope that more people keep it in-house. So something interesting to watch there. They are still testing this feature, it sounds like. I was reading something about it earlier today. The feature that they're talking about is considered early access, meaning they're using the data that you, if you choose to use this, you're a card collector and choose to use this, this feature, they're trying to make it better in real time, which I think is a good thing, right? They're not just put it out there to the world and like, oh, well, have fun, and not kind of refining the experience. One thing too, eBay made it very, very clear. There are no costs. You don't have to subscribe, and there aren't limits. You can't, you only get 10 cards a day, some 10 pieces of memorabilia a day. It's limitless. You can scan as many as you want and use it as many as you want. So I'm curious to see how this works out. I'm curious to see if people, like I said, gravitate away from the third-party apps to eBay, or decide that eBay's method of doing this is just not good enough and they stick with the other apps. And how do the other sources out there that have put time and money and invested a lot into their product, how do they respond to now eBay saying, you're already using our data, we're just going to try to bring it in-house? But eBay, right, that online sales, the one flaw in the thing, right, the one flaw in this whole process, right, when you talk about tracking what something's worth, it doesn't track person-to-person sales. You're at a sports card show, you're at a local card shop, right, in your local community, there's no way to track. I walk into the store and buy this trading card out of the $10 box. That's not tracked online. So those sales, those private sales aren't listed here. It's all online. It's all public data. But certainly is something to keep in mind. The data itself is pretty accurate. Most people, when they're selling stuff online, use eBay. Simple as that. So it's not that the data is wrong at all. It's just the only kind of source out there. There's other sites that are tracking other sites with sales, but eBay is still king, and they're trying to get more people to use the app directly to figure out what their card is worth. So another option for folks, if you're a new collector, collected a while ago, want to learn what you have, you can now use the eBay app. And that was one of the bigger stories in the sports card and collectible world here today. We don't have a ton of time. I saw an interesting article. Maybe we'll do this next week on the segment if we get some time to even do it. But the top 100 most graded sports cards over the past 10 years. That's something to look at if you're interested in that. I will give Isaac one guess. Number one, who is the player? The most graded, meaning for those who aren't familiar, 1 to 10 on a scale, 10 being the best, 1 being the worst. Who is the player who had the most graded sports card of the last 10 years? Any guesses at all? It's a basketball player. I'll narrow it down. LeBron?
Yeah.
No. Not LeBron.
Is it still?
They are still active. They are not this person has been very disappointing in their career. Give you that much. That probably narrows it down to probably 50 people or more.
Ben Simmons, I don't know.
Zion Williamson.
Oh, real? I wouldn't have guessed that.
2019 Panini Prism Zion Williamson base rookie card. Total number of copies of that card graded 58,882. 58,000 copies have been graded of that trading card. That's a lot for a guy who's been a massive bust.
Not as massive as like Ben Simmons.
Not like a Greg Oden type of, but he's been disappointing.
He's been like, yeah, disappointing. He's been all-star level, which is not what they were drafting.
Right. Superstar.
It was supposed to be a cornerstone face of the league player, and he's just been all-star level, which is still good, but not what we're signing up for.
The top four, in fact, cards are basketball players. Most graded cards, top 100 most graded cards for the last 10 years.
Is there a Wemby on there?
There is.
That makes sense.
2023 Prism Wemby, 48,000 copies of that card have been graded in the last 10 years. Of course, it came out in 23, so 48,000 since 2023. Ja Morant was number two, his 2019 rookie, and then Luka Doncic, his 2018 Prism rookie. 47,000 copies have been graded since 2018. First baseball player is Ronald Acuna Jr. at number five. And I got to scroll down here. For football, what is the first football card I can find on here? Is that seriously? That, according to this, the first football card, the highest, the most graded football card is number 32 on the list. Josh Allen's 2018 rookie card. That's surprised. Like I'm surprised it's not Mahomes.
Yeah, I was gonna say I'm surprised it's not Mahomes.
Josh, unless I missed it here. LeBron, Jason Dominguez, Luis Robert, Trey Young, Shohei Ohtani, Bo Bichette, Josh Allen. Josh Allen, sandwiched between two epic fails in two totally different ways. Kyle Lewis, remember the 2020 baseball season, the rookie of the year in the American League, Kyle Lewis, he was on the Diamondbacks last I knew, he's flamed out. The card right after Josh Allen, Wander Franco. His rookie card from 20, or his prospect card from 2019. You will never hear from Wander Franco again. You'll never hear from Kyle Lewis again, but for a totally different reason. And Josh Allen smack dab in the middle of him. Top 100 most graded cards over the last 10 years. Interesting stuff. Go to Sports Collectors Daily. Even if you're not a sports collector, you can see just the insane number of trading cards people are sending in to get scored, basically graded. 319-366-1600. That's Collector's Corner. Quick look at the sports menu that's on the